169. Move from the stars out into space and hold them in their proper place. Do like a curtain stretch the sky to make a place for birds to a sinner, man.
city where the roses never fade. Time to continue on with our worship service in the way of prayer and preaching. And we welcome everybody that's come to be with us today. We appreciate your presence and the effort you've made to come out and worship with us here at Reidsville Church. This is our first service in 2005, and I'd love to take this opportunity to thank everybody for every card and every gift and every act of kindness that we received during the year and the interest in your prayers. My family and I appreciate it very much. And most of all, we're thankful for the fellowship that we have together. I believe Brother Hilton says that I've been coming up here 13 years. It doesn't seem like it to me. But time sure has passed fast. And I've enjoyed my efforts here. I realize that some days are better than others when it comes to preaching. And that there's I had rather hear preaching than to try to preach myself, because it feeds the soul, and but we do appreciate the spiritual fellowship that we've had together here all of these years. And this being a new year, we wanted to make mention, it's not a common thing to be found, that is fellowship in the Lord. It's the Lord said that ye are in the world, but not of the world. And in the world, he said, you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And this is how we receive some of that good cheer. And are able to be in good cheer is by meeting, assembling ourselves together as the Lord commanded us, and then claiming that promise when he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And that's what we pray for and long for, is to feel his presence with us. If we can just feel like that the Lord is with us, then we can. Paul said, through Christ we can conquer all things. We can overcome. And so that's why it's such a joy to have an interest in the church. I can remember, I've heard heard a lady on the radio today, she was kind of giving a story of her life, said she had a bad drug problem, said her daddy was a deacon in the church, and he drug of the church every Sunday night and Wednesday night, and drug of the church all the time. And she resented that at that time, and I can remember the time when my parents made me go to church, and I had a lot rather been somewhere else. But when the Lord calls, the Lord quickens. When the Lord comes, it's a different story. And it is. We welcome you on this first Sunday service in 2005, and covet an interest in your prayers as we go further on in the service, that the Lord will bless us together, that we might worship him and praise his wonderful name. We have sad news, as always, along with good news. And of course, we lost Sister Louise Stanley this past month, and she's been a faithful member here a long time. Sister Marie, her daughter, is here with us today. And her dad, Brother McBride, is in the new, is it called a nursing facility? At the new part of the hospital here. Brother McBride fell the night before the funeral and had to go to the hospital and didn't get to go to the funeral. And now he's not able to go home and stay, so he's in this nursing facility. We hope to go see him after service. And it's a sad day when we have to come to that, but a lot of us will have to come to that if we live. And so I'm sure Brother McGinnis would be glad to have a visit from any of you, a card or any kind of a act of kindness like that. I'm sure he will appreciate it. Also, Brother Clyde Haynes is with us today, and he's gone through a lot. He found out last month, maybe a little longer than now, that he's had cancer in both his lungs. And since he found that out, he had a kink in his intestines, and he had to have a section of those removed. So he's had a serious operation, and he's recovered from that, and he's here today, and he has to go down to Chapel Hill this coming week, Tuesday, I believe, to start taking chemotherapy. So we want to remember him. Brother Clyde has been a good brother to me ever since I first started coming to church here. He and Brother Hilton, of course, the deacons here, and we spent not much time together, and I learned to love him right off the bat, just like I did Brother Hilton and the other members here also. But the tribulations will come, the Lord said they would. But it's through him that we get the victory, and that's what we look forward to. You have a hymn, 226 in the red book. And after that, we'll endeavor to go to the Lord in prayer. And we covet, as we said before, an interest in your prayers. As we try to pray, that the Lord will bless us, and we might have the leadership of his unerring spirit. That's what we stand in need of. Sing, brethren, when we're ready.
The Church of Christ we have today, a blessing from the Lord. He gave her to his son to save and take her home above. The turtle dove is singing now. The winter's past and gone. Rise up, my heart. One come away, I'll take you home to stay. She was his bride before she knew she had a husband dear, and when for her his choice caused her to draw near. The turtle dove is singing now. The winter's past and gone. Rise up, my fair one, come away. I'll take you home to she adorned with all his grace shall be exalted there. No queen with all her soul was ever half so fair. The turtle dove is singing now. The winter's past and gone. Rise up, my fair one.
Our most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, it's again with a heart of thanksgiving that we bow in thy presence design what's more, our Father and our most gracious Redeemer, thanking thee for thy many mercies and blessings and the grace, the undeserved free favor that we receive from thy hands all the days of our life. But dear Lord, we confess that we've sinned against thee and come short of thy glory. Realize our heavenly Father, that if we should receive justice, we'd be banished in thy presence. We thank thee unto thee and thy precious word, our Father. We read that thou art a God of mercy, a God of grace, long suffering, and full of compassion. And how we desire to bow and thank thee, O Lord, we can call upon thee and draw nigh unto thee and feel thy presence in our hearts and soul this day as we endeavor to render unto thee honor, praise, worship, thanksgiving, and adoration for all of thy goodness and kindness. Now, Father, we come thinking, dear Lord, of the chaos in the far eastern part of the world that's been caused by an earthquake. Remembering, O Lord, that thou should say that in the last days, before thou should come, there would be earthquakes and famines and pestilences in divers places. Lord, we, after thou enumerates all of these things, thou sayest that it's just the beginning of sorrows. Lord, we know that the times will be treacherous as we endeavor tread through the tribulations and the trials and the famines and the earthquakes that shall come. But Lord, how thankful we are that thou hast said that thy grace is sufficient, and thou would lead us through the waters, and they should not overflow us. Lord, how we thank thee for thy church, the pillar and the ground of the truth. How wonderful it is, O Lord, to have thy truth, that no man can deceive us nor beguiled us when we are grounded in thy truth. And it is like being planted upon a solid rock. How we thank thee, dear Lord, for these tender mercies that thou hast bestowed upon poor sinners here in this world. Thank thee again for the church here at Reedsville and for her faithfulness to thee. Lord, thou knowest our smallness in number, but we pray, Lord, that thou would keep us by thy mighty power from the oncoming of slaughter of the world, that we might continue to worship and to praise thee in this little place, which we feel to be the planting of thine own right hand. Lord, we pray for the sick and the afflicted, and those that are hurting from losing their loved ones, those in the far east, O Lord, that's lost it all. Lord, we pray for thy church and people everywhere in this world, that thou would, O Lord, enable us to be better witnesses and testimonies of thy goodness and grace wherever our lot might be. Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters that are fighting for our liberties, for we know that we have enemies that have declared that they would destroy us and subdue us to their gods and their way of life if they could. Lord, we pray that thou will preserve us from our enemies for thy name's sake. We're thankful, O Lord, that thou said to Abraham, if thou foundest 5 righteous in the city, thou would spare the city for the righteous' sake. Lord, we pray that thou would find a few righteous here to spare this country and to spare us. And now, Lord, as we go farther on in this service, we pray for the leadership of thine unerring spirit, that we might set forth the truth in love and be faithful, O Lord, to thy word, and thy dear children might be edified and built up in the most holy faith, that we might render praise and thanksgiving to thee, for thou art worthy. These blessings we ask in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
This being the new beginning of a new year, well, first, Sister Marie, let me read this card. I should have read that to start with. I didn't. It says, the family of Louise G. Stanley, grateful appreciation, your kind expression of sympathy. Reedsville Primitive Baptist Church, on behalf of the Stanley family, we would like to thank the church for the beautiful wreath that you sent for our mother. Thank you so much for your love and prayers. She loved her church family dearly. Thanks, Stanley family. And she surely did love the church. We love trying to preach to her. The Lord said, except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. And those there said, what does he mean? How can we eat his flesh? This is how we eat his flesh. When we hear of his sinless, perfect, law-fulfilling life and his atoning death and the shedding of his life-giving blood, the innocent for the guilty. When we hear that and believe it, we are eating his body and drinking his blood, because that is how he made the atonement for us. Sister Louise fed upon that. I'm just as confident of that as I can be. And it's a joy to preach when you feel like that you are feeding sheep. Last Sunday, I spoke on the flood in Noah, and I want to continue in that vein, and I hope Brother Brown and Sister Brown, I hope to say some things today that I didn't say then, but of course I'll say a lot of things I said then, so I hope he won't find it boring. It's very informative. Noah, you know, was the source of a new beginning. He was the eighth man in the genealogy from Christ, and eight is a number of a new beginning. And the scriptures' numbers have a great significance. And seven, of course, is the number of perfection. Man is, six is man's number. 666 is Antichrist's number, who is a man. And seven, three sevens, and three is a number of Trinity, and seven is a number of perfection or completion. So three and seven are very significant words in scriptures. And in 7 days, God created the heavens and earth and rested. And then the eighth day would be the first day of the next week, would be a new beginning. So the number eight is always used in the sense of a new beginning. And so there were eight people in the ark. Noah was the eighth man, and they, from them sprang the new world after the flood. And we would like to read some scripture here that you might get the word just as it was given us concerning the flood. And I don't know what I'm doing way over there. It says that and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. And I love to recall to mind that the Lord said that one of the signs of the times of his coming would be, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the days of man. So when we read how things were there, and we see that it's coming to be that way now, we can say, well, the time is fast approaching, maybe, when the Lord is coming. No man knows when the day or the hour is, but he says when you see these things come to pass, it's like the fig tree when it blooms, you know summer is nigh. So you know it's nigh. So that's as far as we can go with it, and it looks like it's one thing for sure. We are 2,000 years closer to it than we were when he was here, and we're closer today than we were yesterday. So the time is slipping by. And the Lord has said that he would return, and he will. And so in the days of Noah, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. That's one of the great concerns of demographers, demographics today, is that the men are multiplying. I think we're over 6 billion now in the earth. And it's getting to be a concern to those that worry about things like that. And daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and that they took them wives of all which they chose. Now I'm going to tell you something here that maybe you've heard it, and I don't believe it, but you know, the angels are referred to as the sons of God in places in the scriptures, as well as believers are called the sons of God. And Jude and Peter, both in their epistles, speak about the judgment of God that came upon the earth, and he said the angels left their first principalities. And God said those that sin he cast down into the chains, under the chains of darkness, until the day of judgment. And so the devil was cast out into the earth, and a great host with him. And so some believe that this term here, the sons of God, is talking about angels that came down and cohabitated with the daughters of men and produced the giants that's referred to later. Personally, I just don't believe that, because the scriptures says that angels do not marry, neither are they given in marriage. And when God created the host of angels, we read that they were all created at one time, and the scriptures doesn't say anything about angels being multiplying or being born or dying. There's just he created a host of them at one time, and that's the number that's still here, some fallen and some good. So I do not believe, I think it's talking about the children of God that have separated themselves from the ungodly, just as we are commanded to do today. Believers are told not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And so I think that's what it has reference to, that Noah kept his family and household to a certain sense pure by not interbreeding with the ungodly and wicked in that day. So I just want to put that out there. That's taught, I've heard that taught on the television and all around. So, but it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And goes on and gives the generations of Noah, and says Noah walked with God, and Noah begot sons and daughters, sons Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth's filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. That would be about 450 feet. The breadth of 50 units, 75 feet, and the height of it 30 cubits, which would be 45 feet. A window shalt thou make in the ark, and a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is a breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. So the Lord making a covenant with Noah. And if you've seen a rainbow lately, that was a sign that he put in the cloud. He said that when you see the bow, that I'll never, will not destroy the earth again with a flood. And of course, that's what I thought about when I saw that tidal wave that created by the earthquake. It destroyed so much lives and property over in the Mideast lately. And we can see just what one or two waves can do. what do you reckon that flood that covered the earth was like? It would be hard to try to imagine what that time was like. But the Lord said Noah was perfect in his generations, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I think when he says he's perfect in his generation, that certainly don't mean he was without sin, because he died. And but he did, that means that he had not, I believe, interbred with the famously wicked that was living in the earth at that time that we read about, that was so corrupt and wicked. And it would be hard to imagine what a man could get into living to be 900 years old. And Noah lived to be 930. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. And he lived longer than any other man. And Peter said, referred to the long suffering in the days of Noah, the long suffering of God in the days of Noah. And wherein water baptism doth now save us. Water saved Noah and his family. And he said, baptism doth now.